So we're talking about the halacha of kviya suda. What is the definition of kviya suda? So there's a machlokes. The Gemara says a story. More brachas not from in Beis Manal. More says a story that Rav Huna ate a significant amount of pasva bekistin, 13 riftas, whatever that means exactly, 13 loaves and pasva bekistin, and he didn't bench. So Rav Nachman says, you think because you are still not full, so you don't have to bench. So that's not true. The main thing is what the derech of other people is to be kaveya suda. So since most people would consider that amount significant enough that you would be kaveya suda, the fact that you personally are still hungry and you consider that a snack is irrelevant. So that's clear in halacha that if something with the derech of olam is to be kaveya suda, that's called a kviyas, and you would have to bench. What about the other way around? Something which the Derek Arlam is not the Derek to consider a Suda, but I happen to consider it a Suda. Right? What about that? So there the Rosh brings a Machlokes, that brings up the Rive, and says, if you make it a Suda, you made it a Suda. But the Rosh Pass is not like that, and the Shulchan Aruch Pass is not like that. That we look at what the Minhag Arlam is in both directions. So if you normally eat more, but the Minhag Arlam is considered this a Suda, it's considered a Suda. If you normally eat less, and the minhag olam is eating more, it's not a suda. But the Berel Lacha does say, however, that's all talking about individual. But if you're looking at, we do look at groups. So if elderly people happen in general to eat less, so we don't look at all of the society and say, well, most people in the society are young and they eat large amounts, so the elderly people are butler diet. So we don't say that. We look at that as a distinct unit. And for these people, this is a normal meal. That's called a meal. And the same thing would be true for children. The same thing would be true for women versus men, etc. Each group would be a distinct group, a significant group. So we would look at that's called a normal way for them to make the meal. So that's one share which we're given. So if whatever the derech ha'olam is to make a suda, that's definitely considered a suda. We follow that in general, both the kula and the chumra. We follow that opinion. So what is derech ha'olam to be kaveya suda? How much is that? So we mentioned that there is a gemara which says that the shear is 3 or 4 bayim. So that gemara is clear from that gemara. The amount the gemara is talking about was the minimal amount a person would make a meal, not the average way you make a meal, but the minimal amount a person would make a meal. So that amount, the 3 or 4 bayim, is the smallest you can. An ani who has no other options, that's the amount that he would make a meal. That's not the standard way to make the meal. So the Magen Rambam says the shear is 3 or 4 bayim based on that gemara. The Gra and the others, Mishabura, follows that this shita is not the Iker shita because that's not the standard way to make a meal. It's more than that. However, he does say, and we'll leave that for today, that a person should try and avoid not to be in that situation, since there are many poskim which argue that the Magen Rambam and others, that the once a person eats 3 or 4 kebayim, it's already a kviya suda, so you're getting involved in the suffix, especially when you're dealing with pasva bekistin, which we've been talking about, which arguably could be really its bread. Because there are many different shitas, what defines pasva bekistin? And each opinion holds the other ones, according to Mishnah Berurah, that they're bread. So it could be really used for making hamotzi and benching anyway. So we're being makel. So don't be so makel that you eat 3 or 4 kebayim of that. He says 4 kebayim of it. Now how big is a kebayim? So I mentioned to you before, from my Rebbe, he says if you take a 2-pound loaf of rye bread from the bakery, they make a loaf of bread, you take a slice out from the middle, that's a kebayim. So a person would have the amount of bread, the volume of bread, which is the size of four of those slices, that would be already, a person should avoid eating that amount, unless he's doing a teicha suda, because of this machlokes. So we'll talk about more details, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Have a good morning.